I had a guy flick me off once.
What does flick me off mean?
Oh, he gave me the middle finger, which I can't use explicit language right now.
So he basically gave you the finger?
He gave me the finger, and then he threatened to kill me, and he rolled down the window, and I got really scared, and I called my mom after.
And this was in
America? In Florida.
In Florida. Florida?
Yeah.
So people are angry. Is it the heat? Is it the humidity of Florida? What is it?
I just think they're not nice people.
And are we in an angry world?
Oh, for sure.
So I have a broken arm right now, and it's impossible to get a seat on the bus in Dublin bus in rush hour.
So people won't give up their seat knowing that you...
Wearing a hot pink fluorescent arm cast.
You're in a big cast.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that you're in pain.
Yeah, and it's hard to hold on. So I've adapted my entire work schedule to come in not in rush hour at the moment.
And why have people become so selfish? They perhaps might look down, they see that you've a broken arm, don't want to know.
I think they're distracted as well too. They're on their mobiles a lot, and it's just maybe just people aren't as conscious or conscientious as people around them.
Are we selfish?
I don't think people are selfish. Maybe they're just overburdened and distracted with lots of other things, and you're missing the plot a bit. You don't see the big picture.
Well, certainly on the roads it's not as friendly as it used to be. It can be quite violent. When I say violent, I mean pushing and blowing horns.
And when we look at that incident on the M50 yesterday evening at the Ballymount turnoff, and punching, stopping your car, getting out of your car and punching another driver, what's happened to us?
I don't know what's happened to us. Maybe the Celtic Tiger totally changed our view of what we should be.
Have we become selfish? Have we lost that Irish way of that happy-go-lucky, we're all in this together?
Of course we have, yes. Yeah, it's no question about it. I mean, but then we have also become so PC that people do rebel against that as well.
And for listeners at home, you're smoking a pipe. In this day and age, that's considered not very PC, is it? Politically correct?
I was asked by the specialist nurse how long had I been smoking the pipe, and I said 44 years, and she said, that's dedication.
The traffic is getting worse and worse, though, and particularly on the motorways. I don't know why. I don't know whether it's the economic pickup or something.
There was a guy in a Louth registered car with a Louth accent saying, come on to F, to the guy in front of him, shouting.
I was on the motorway, I was coming back from the airport, and the flight was delayed, and it took us 2.5 times longer than it normally would have, just because it was rush hour traffic. So the traffic is definitely much worse, it's much slower.
What about tutting? I was in the queue to pay for petrol, and I have to admit I spent ages trying to pay for my petrol, and the guy behind me started tutting. So I turned around to him and said, don't tut me. Is tutting rude? And do you think, in a way, we've just got ruder, we push and we shove in general when we're out in public?
I suppose a lot of the times also they're in the car, the windows are closed, so they think they can be aggressive because they don't have to go face to face with somebody.
Why are they so angry? They just are angry. Angry people all the time.
And you have been cut off, or people have tried to bang into you?
Yes, all the time. They just try to hit you.
And they try and hit you with their car?
With their car.
And how does that make you feel?
Makes me feel upset.
It is like excessive, especially in Florida, which is where I'm from as well, and there's a lot of old people and they do not know how to drive at all. And they can't even see over the steering wheel, so like you could just like keep driving and then they can't even see you and then just pull out in front of you and then they'll hit you.
Like a road rage incident in the States is very different to here because you guys carry guns.
Right,
so you don't
right.
want to fall out with someone just in case they are dangerous.
Right, yeah, you got to be careful because like if you like get upset at someone and like give them gestures or stuff, they might accessentally, you know,
like a swear gesture.
Yeah, they could shoot you impossibly. So you got to be protective.
I guess everyone's in a rush sometimes, you know. Everyone has to be somewhere. I think people might just rush it and not understand sometimes.
This is really interesting that you're asking me this because I remember I was a few days ago. I seen this video on Facebook of this guy getting literally beaten up in a park. There was 6 lads literally running after him down the road, just beating him up. It's like there's an element in Irish society and culture where they don't care about other people, they don't care about the rule of law.
Have we become selfish? Do we push and shove, trample?
Maybe it's a question of tolerance. Maybe this is not politically correct, but there seems to be a certain type of people that just don't seem to care. And people seem to be willing to put up with it.
So a certain group,
yes,
just don't give a damn.
Don't give a damn.
And they would shout and they would scream and they'd push.
Yes.
And they have no manners.
No manners, yeah.
How do we get through to that certain group of people?
I think maybe it's a generational thing. You have, on one side, you want to be sort of understanding. But sometimes a little bit of tough love needs to be...
so you need to say, no, what are you doing? That's rude.
That's rude.
Would you call someone out? I know I'm tempted to call people out all the time and go, how dare you push past me like that? Why didn't you open the door for me? You rude sod.
I do that. I do try to do that. But it depends also on the person or the situation I'm in, because I know that if I do that, there is a risk of me just getting my head boxed off. You know what I mean? That's what we should be doing. But at the end of the day, you don't want to end up in hospital over somebody pushing by you for opening a door or something, you know?
Every day, I suppose, you get someone beeping at you or giving you a finger or whatever. But
and
I think
how does that make you feel?
I suppose I do it myself, like everyone else.
So you would give the finger?
I wouldn't give the finger, no. But I would get annoyed at people. I don't like impatience, but at the same time, I get a little bit impatient myself if someone's not making the right decision.
I'm guessing you're a travelling sales executive.
Yes, I am.
So it must be frustrating to make deadlines, to get up and down the country, and also to make those sales. And if there's a car in the way, driving slowly, or acting the maggot, you're not happy.
No, I'm not happy at all, especially when I've left some time to be somewhere. The M50 is something that you can't plan on, and one day you could be down to M50 in 15-20 minutes, next day it's an hour, you know. So,
and you wouldn't get out of your car and start punching someone, would you?
No, I certainly wouldn't, and especially on the M50, like, you're putting people at risk.
Slightly
and putting
dangerous.
Yourself. Yeah, very, very dangerous. To be honest, I think it's probably just that we've grown into it. Like, it's only a small city still, but we seem to be growing quite quickly. I think it's just that people have somewhere to go, and unfortunately they're not willing to give patience to everyone else, you know, and I think that's the issue we have.
Pedestrians and stuff as well?
Yeah, I think so, definitely, especially with a pram.
You've a buggy,
yeah.
You're out and about with your toddler.
Yeah.
Do people get out of the way of the pram?
Not all the time, no.
So what do? You just shove past them or
no,
just
No, I usually just say something if they really push in front of my pram, I'll say something, but I do get really annoyed really easily. But I wouldn't like just push into someone.
Would you say something? Would you say, excuse me, do you mind?
Yeah.
I'm a child?
Yeah, stuff like that.
You would say something?
Yeah, I would sometimes. It depends. Sometimes people don't see it, but then there's other people that just like rush in front of the pram to cross over. Then I'll usually say, excuse me, like I'm trying to get through or stuff like that.
Do you think we're still the land of 1,000 welcomes, or perhaps maybe 10 or 20 welcomes?
I think so. Still, it's only a few people that would be like that now, that would be like really easily angry and say something and shout and stuff like that.
You're from the States. In a road rage incident, what would happen? What sort of things would happen?
Unfortunately, too often they would just get out of their car and shoot each other.
Shoot each other?
Yes.
They would find a gun and then use it?
Yes, sir.
That's terrible.
It is.
So what do you do in a road rage incident? You just walk away, get away?
You get away as soon as you can.
Just in case?
Yes.
And it is a real risk?
It is, a very high risk.
Have you been in a road rage incident over the years?
I have, but have gotten out of them.
You just got the hell out of there.
Yes, absolutely.
I actually think people are very nice. I was going to Wexford yesterday and there was the speed cameras and people were flashing at each other, telling each other, total strangers. My son from America and his wife are home and they actually were dumbfounded that they would actually
the people would help
each other
out
and say, you know, slow down
fines.
A bit. Slow down a bit. So they thought that was amazing.
So do you think we are a friendly nation? Do you think we are
definitely
a good people?
Definitely.
Underneath it all?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have a shop in Gorey and we get a lot of people coming down from Dublin to our shop and they're all saying it. Everybody says Irish people are still friendly. What's wrong is that those young people should be made to do conscription.
Which young people?
The young people that are having arguments on the M50. They don't have too much time on their hands.
So they should be in a way
put into
the army.
Yeah, exactly what they did years ago. Put them into nursing or the army or something for a year. They're too spoiled, they're too indulged. Everything is, they want everything instant. They don't always like to work for anything. I just think all the young people are very, very spoiled.
So they're just brats.
I suppose. Well, not all of them. I think the ones that are just have nothing to do all day and are causing arguments on roads and stuff. That I think it comes from the home. I think it's
like even that Lewis behind, the bell on him. Did he really need to hit his bell that many times? Did he?
Well, in America, they honk all the time, nonstop. They're ridiculous. I don't think we're that bad here. Honestly, I don't.